Congress returns to Washington today. Lawmakers have just a few short weeks to take up money for Zika prevention and spending bills to keep the government running before they recess again to campaign for the November election. In fact, there's only about 20 working days between now and then. Elsa Chang covers Congress for NPR. Hi, Elsa.
Hi there.
And start with keeping the government open at the end of the month. This year, you know, it's only open for, they're only back for a month, but they need to now keep it open.
Right.
Spending measures are expected to pass, but conservatives want an extension. So how big a fight is this expected to be?
It could be a pretty big fight. But when has Congress ever passed a spending bill without a fight? This time the fight is going to be focused on the duration of the spending bill. It's most definitely going to be some short-term stopgap measure, of course. And there's a group of conservative House Republicans who want that measure to last through some point next year, rather than a shorter-term measure that would expire this December. And the reason that's a difference that makes a difference, the thinking is if they pass a shorter-term spending bill, it would mean Congress would have to pass another spending bill before President Obama leaves office. And there's a faction of House conservatives who are afraid that that would open the door to last-minute deals and concessions to the White House. Now, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid told reporters last week that he would reject any spending bill that goes into next year. He supports a measure that would last only into December. He even raised the possibility of a government shutdown if this impasse doesn't resolve. But the chances of a shutdown happening so close to an election are pretty slim. I mean, nobody would come out of that looking good.
Well, will it be, grinding to a halt? There's Zika funding. Lawmakers couldn't agree on a measure prior to this because the one they were voting on included money for Planned Parenthood to prevent Zika infections in Puerto Rico. There's the hearing on the EpiPen price increases. One may be scheduled. These are the anti-allergy devices that went up astronomically in price. And some members of Congress are debating if women have to register for the draft. There's a lot going on, but will anything really happen if lawmakers themselves are focused on getting reelected?
Well, they have to pass Zika funding, and there is optimism on both sides that that will happen, but it's not going to be easy. In fact, today, McConnell is having the Senate vote for a third time on the exact same Zika funding bill that failed to pass before recess. And yeah, the main problem is that Democrats have with that bill is that it prevents Planned Parenthood from receiving any of the funds provided under the bill. And they say Republicans are playing politics with a health crisis. Republicans, on the other hand, are blaming Democrats for blocking the bill, saying it's them that's playing politics. So what will likely happen is that the Zika funding will be incorporated into whatever spending bill gets passed to keep the government open past September 30th. So that gives lawmakers just under 4 weeks to figure out this problem. But that's 4 weeks. Remember, President Obama asked for that Zika funding back in February. That was 7 months ago. They've been fighting about it ever since.
And briefly, Elsa, are returning Republicans in Congress, where do they stand on Trump? Very briefly.
The most vulnerable Senate Republicans right now vying for re-election are basically tiptoeing this very careful balancing act. They are saying that they'll support Trump, but they won't endorse them. They won't endorse him. I was just in New Hampshire this past week. That's what Republican Kelly Ayotte is doing. She's called out Trump when she disagrees with him, but she still will vote for him. And it's an open question whether that's enough of a distinction to make a difference with independent and moderate Republican voters.
Elsa Chang covers Congress for NPR. Elsa, thank you.
You're welcome.